For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. Beaver men's hockey team travels to Bowling Green this week in a rematch with the Falcons, joined by Austin Jopy, a sophomore from Duluth. Austin, you didn't play last year with COVID chaos of last year and everything else. What was it like kind of sitting on the sidelines last year?
So last year I had shoulder surgery and COVID was going on. So that was obviously tough for me. Nobody wants to sit and watch all season when it's what we love to do is play. But other than that, I mean, it was awesome seeing the boys go as far as they did and getting to watch a great hockey team play. So it wasn't necessarily my favorite thing to do to watch, but it was definitely helpful watching a good team play. So
watching a national tournament team from afar had to be tough. How did you contribute as best you could?
Right. I mean, especially as a freshman, I just came in and just tried to do all the things that, you know, normal freshmen do, just help load the bus, help do the freshman chores or duties that we do. And I don't know, I never wanted to be down that I wasn't playing just because I didn't want that energy flowing through the room. So I just tried to keep a positive attitude around the rink and the guys.
You've now played in four straight weekends, both nights. How much more comfortable are you when you're playing night in, night out?
Right. Obviously, the confidence is starting to get there. Beginning of the season, I could tell that I didn't have the confidence I do now. Kind of pucks were off my stick quick and not making the plays that I can. So it feels really nice to kind of get that flow back and be back in the lineup every weekend here.
You played the last weekend with Eric Martin and Tyler Kirkup. Tyler's just a guy that's been there and done that. Eric Martin's a guy that just makes some plays. What do you feel your role is on that line?
I think my role is just kind of the workhorse of the line. I mean, obviously TK is awesome down low. Marty knows how to move the puck. He's awesome with the puck. And I think we kind of all just flow together really well in the corners, make good plays down low. But I don't know. I think we all kind of just mesh together well.
This team's been a little up and down. How important was last weekend at just showing if you guys play the game the right way, you're going to win games?
Right. Last weekend was obviously huge for us. I think we played really well. We were sound with the puck, didn't make too many mistakes, not too many turnovers. We kept getting pucks low and we worked their D really well. So it was a big turning point for us. The confidence is definitely back in the room, which feels really nice as well. It was a huge win for us and hopefully we can carry that into this weekend.
What did you learn about Bowling Green the first game that you played against them?
Bowling Green, they are tough. They'll put pucks behind you, and they love moving pucks to the middle of the ice, love slot play. So I think we just have to stay tight defensively, play tight in our own end, and then obviously go to work in their end and put pucks behind their D, and then obviously battle for position on the ice and try to get pucks to the net and score some goals.
Why is BSU such a good fit in your mind?
BSU for me, the style of play is kind of how I like to play. Just obviously earn everything. Nothing's going to be given to you. I kind of like the down low play, hard physical. It all kind of suits me and my style of gameplay. But also at the same time, BSU, it's only a couple hours from home. I didn't want to stay at home, obviously, but being close is nice. Having my parents out at every weekend is obviously awesome for me, and having them watch me is always